Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
Before breakfast.
I'm talking about the sink. It stopped up.
What'd you block it up with this time?
Nothing. I was just putting on my makeup.
I think you need a second coat.
I think you need to replace that sink.
Are you crazy? You can't throw away a sink like that. Look at the workmanship. They don't make them like that anymore.
Yeah, you're right, Stanley. The Civil War changed everything.
The water's not even moving. You must have dropped something in there. Wait a minute. Where's your wedding ring?
Where it always is. Soaking in the rust remover.
I can fix this easy. You know, the first thing that a pro will tell you is, check your clog. Check your clog. No, there's nothing in there. Now, the second thing...
What's the matter?
My finger's caught in a drain.
Chrissy, Linda, stop hogging the bathroom. It's my turn now.
Right away, Jack.
Janet goes away for one day and the whole place falls apart. Linda...
I'm sorry, Jack. I'm just not used to your system. It takes time to put my face on.
Well, now that you've done that, can I get in there, please?
Oh, this is not my face. It's still in here.
Wait a minute. Hey, I'm late. I gotta get in there. Come on, girls.
5 more minutes, Jack.
I've taken off all my clothes. I'm standing out here totally in the nude.
In that case, make it 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's cheap. Come on, open the door. I'm late. Please. About time.
Jack, you know, it was so nice of you to invite Linda here for a couple of weeks.
Sure, Chrissy, anytime. Excuse me.
You know, I mean, while Janet's away visiting her family, it really wouldn't be right if you and I were here staying alone.
Oh, boy, don't I know that. Do you mind?
And, you know, it was so nice of Linda to agree to come here and stay with us.
Yeah, Chrissy, excuse me.
And when you think about it, you know, she hasn't been any problem at all.
Chrissy, I am in a hurry. Why are you telling me all this?
Save the bathroom for Linda.
Hang on. Linda, I have to shave. You're just going to have to share the bathroom today.
Okay, Jack, come on in. I'm really sorry about this jam-up. It's all my fault.
Oh, it's not your fault. You're just not bathroom trained. For three people, I mean. Hut one, hut two, ready to go! Why do you brush your hair like that?
Because I like to have a lot of body in back.
Oh, it works, Linda. It works.
Jack, now remember, we have an arrangement. While I'm staying here, there is no fooling around.
I was just looking.
Yeah. And if your eyes were hands, you'd be under arrest.
Linda, have you seen my new eyeliner pencil?
Oh, I think it's in the medicine chest.
Oh, thanks.
Chrissy, I'm trying to shave. Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Oh, Jack,
This is part my bathroom, too, you know.
Well, Jack, there just isn't room enough in this mirror.
Well, sure there is. Hang on. That's yours, and this is mine, okay?
Okay.
Can you hand me that towel?
Sure.
Here you go. Thank you, Chrissy.
Watch it! Sorry, I yelled, but you almost knocked over my aftershave.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Well, you girls have to be more careful. This is my secret weapon. Here, take a whiff. Doesn't that make you want to tear off my clothes?
No, it makes me wish we had separate bathrooms.
Well, I'm getting low. I gotta buy some more today.
Come on. Now, nobody buys anything until we pay the rent. You know, we're already 10 days late and we're $50 short.
Oh, yeah. What are we gonna do about that $50?
Why don't you just ask your landlord for an extension?
Mr. Roper, are you kidding? He's the cheapest man alive. I bet he's got every dollar he's ever made sewn inside his mattress.
Maybe that's why he doesn't get romantic at night.
Why?
He's afraid he'll wrinkle his money.
You know what? We have to figure out how we're going to get that other $50.
Well, maybe we don't have to. I'll just tell Roper that, well, I need the $50 to buy something very important.
Buy what?
I don't know. Like a blender.
A blender?
Yeah, I'll
tell him I need to practice recipes for next month's cooking exam.
Oh, come on, Jack. Only an idiot would believe a story like that.
Yeah, well, look who we're talking about. Hey, I'm late. I gotta run.
Oh, me too.
Oh, Linda?
Yeah?
You said you'd pick up a salad for dinner tonight.
Right.
And Chrissy?
Yeah?
You promised you'd pick up my laundry, remember?
Right. Wait a minute. How come we're doing all the work? What are you gonna pick up?
Well, if I'm lucky, that little blonde in my pastry class.
Jack, that is your girlfriend in the other room there.
Not right now. As long as she's living with us, she's off limits.
Oh, I guess that's okay. Boy, you lead a complicated life, Jack.
Hey, that's me in a nutshell. Mr. Roper, what brings you up here?
Oh, nothing special. Just the rent.
The rent? Of course, the rent.
Yeah, you know those 300 little reasons I let you live here?
Yeah. Mr. Roper, I have a tiny favor to ask you. You know something? I need $50 to buy a blender for cooking school. Do you understand how important a blender is to a chef?
Oh, of course I do. And you're very lucky.
I am?
Because I have one with me right here.
What?
You can borrow it.
I can?
And now you can let me have all the rent, right?
I can. But I can't. I mean, we have the rent money. We it's just that we just don't have it.
Well, where is it?
Well, it's in Jack's locker at school.
You keep your money in Jack's locker? Why?
Well, I don't remember, but Jack does, though.
Well, see, if we're robbed and the money isn't here, then it won't be stolen.
That's good, Jack.
Look, the rent is 10 days overdue. Now, I want it today. If I don't get it today, I got somebody waiting who will pay more for this apartment.
You mean you would throw us out into the street?
No, I move you to 305.
305? That's so tiny.
And dark.
Yeah, with a view of a brick wall.
Well, beggars can't be viewsters. Listen, when you get the rent, I'm not saying if, I'm saying when you get it. You know where to find me? I'll be downstairs counting my mattress.
Hi, Jack.
Oh, hi, Linda.
Oh, hey, great. You got the money for your rent.
Yeah, $2.33.
Where'd you get it?
I returned our empty bottles.
I didn't see any empty bottles.
I emptied them. Well, hey, I'm desperate. What can I say, Linda?
Jack, I really feel bad about this. You know you're always welcome to anything I've got.
Maybe later, Linda. Right now I need money.
That's what I was talking about. I wish I had some to lend you. Oh. Jack! Linda, this is terrible.
terrible.
Oh, Chrissy, don't worry.
Yeah, Chrissy, we'll get the rent somehow.
I'm not talking about the rent. I've got a wart. Look.
Oh, is that all?
What do you mean, is that all? I'll never get rid of it.
Sure you will, Chrissy, just as soon as you stop dating frogs.
Jack.
Ribbit, ribbit.
How can you be so insensitive? Don't you know this could spread? I could get them all over my body.
Hey, Chrissy, I'm only kidding. It's just one lousy wart.
Look at me. I'm all lumpy. This is going to ruin my social life.
Oh, no, it won't, Chrissy. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, I've seen this happen to other girls, and I never thought it would happen to me.
Chrissy, it hardly shows.
Not yet, but do you know what torture is going to be watching this thing get bigger and bigger? This is awful.
Chrissy's going to have a baby.
What are you going to do about it?
Well, what do you think? I'm going to get rid of it.
Go to the doctor.
No, Chrissy, you don't need to go to a doctor. We can get rid of it right here.
How?
Well, all I need is toenail clippers and a Band-Aid.
Chrissy, I heard that it'll go away if you rub it with a potato.
Potato? Helen! Helen!
What?
Come in the bedroom, quick.
Oh, Stanley, oh, now! My God.
Can you stop that? What's the matter with you? I want to talk to you about somebody having a baby.
Well, it's a little late for that, but we could go through the motions.
Chrissy is pregnant.
Our Chrissy?
Yeah, and she wants to get rid of it.
How do you know that?
I heard it when I went upstairs to collect the rent.
Oh, Chrissy is pregnant?
Well, don't act so surprised. I mean, kids today have a warped sense of values. They think that sex is fun.
Poor little Chrissy. I wonder who the father is.
Some guy.
Very good, Stanley. You know more than I thought.
Oh, I feel so sorry for poor little Chrissy.
Will you stop worrying about Chrissy? I want to show you something that'll cheer you up.
You do?
Yeah. I fixed the sink.
Oh.
Well, you don't sound very excited.
You fixed a sink, Stanley. You didn't discover uranium.
You know what I had to do? I had to clean out this whole pipe. And you know what was blocking it up?
What?
Your hair. I pulled clumps of your hair out of this.
Well, how do you know it was my hair?
Well, if it wasn't, somebody shaved a collie in here.
What are you doing now?
I'm going to put this pipe back, and then you'll see how a sink really works.
Well, it won't work with a plug in it.
Look what you did. I'm soaked.
Well, I wasn't thinking. I've got my mind on Chrissy. Are you sure she wants to get rid of the baby?
Will you butt out of the tenants' affairs, please?
I can't. I'm gonna go upstairs and talk to her.
It's too late. You know what they say. There's no sense locking the barn door after you've made hay.
Chrissy, the best thing to do, go to the doctor tomorrow. He'll take care of it.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, when you get back home, go right up to 305.
Why?
Because Roper will have thrown us out of here by then. Maybe even sooner. Oh, hi, Mrs. Roper.
Oh, poor little Chrissy. Oh, she's just a baby herself. Chrissy, we have so much to discuss. You know, about your little visitor.
Your little visitor?
Chrissy, did you invite someone to dinner without telling me?
Look, Jack, would you and Linda mind going in the other room for a minute? I want to talk to Chrissy alone.
Oh, sure,
okay?
Linda.
Okay.
Chrissy, I know about your problem.
You do?
Uh-huh. And I want you to know that you can count on me in your hour of need.
Oh, that's really sweet of you, Mrs. Roper.
You know, I don't want to get personal, dear, but would you like to tell me how this happened?
Wait, I don't have the slightest idea.
You don't?
Well, maybe it's from eating too much Italian food.
Oh, Chrissy, I think it's time for us to have a little talk.
Well, you know, Jack thinks it's a virus.
I better have a talk with him, too.
I don't care. All I want to do is get this thing over with, and I hope it never happens again.
Well, that's up to you, dear. Now, you might begin by being a little more careful about the boys you go out with.
You think one of my boyfriends had something to do with this?
Oh, my Lord. It's a miracle this never happened to you before.
What's the difference? All I want to do is get rid of it.
Chrissy, I want you to keep it.
Why? It'll just get bigger. Of course it will.
My aunt had one that weighed 9.5 pounds. And my sister had one that weighed over 10 pounds. Oh. Hers is at Harvard Medical School.
I'll bet it is.
Chrissy, dear, just wait 1 year, and then if you still feel the same way, you can always give it away.
Who'd want a thing like that?
Lots of people. Chrissy, there's a long list of people waiting to adopt.
Adopt? Somebody wants to adopt my wart?
Yes, of course. Why, people are just standing in line waiting to adopt your
wart?
Did you say wart?
Yeah, see?
You mean that's your problem?
Well, yeah, what'd you think it was?
I thought you were pregnant.
Pregnant? Until I get rid of this thing, I can't even get a date.
Hey, Jack, Linda, you can come out. That he had taken out that big pipe underneath the sink, so I went over and
Wait a second. That big pipe connects to the one directly in our bathroom. You know what that means?
You mean Mr. Roper has been listening to us through the pipe?
Eavesdropping? Nah. Even Stanley wouldn't do a rotten thing like that. Would he?
That explains how he knew about our blender excuse this morning.
Oh, and how he hides his money in his mattress.
Is that where he keeps it?
Eavesdropping of all the rotten...
Oh, now, wait a minute, Jack.
There's no respect to privacy or...
We don't know for sure that he was eavesdropping.
Well, there's one way of finding out. Chrissy, get into the bathroom.
I don't have to go to the bathroom.
Neither do I. Just get in there and talk to the sink.
What do I say to a sink?
No, just talk into the sink. And whatever I say, you answer. That's wonderful, okay? Just trust me.
Come on.
Hi, Chrissy. Chrissy, I'm so glad you had that long talk with Mrs. Roper about your baby. Isn't that nice? Well, isn't it?
That's wonderful.
Oh, yes. She's such a good friend. Isn't it great?
That's wonderful.
She's so understanding. Ow! That hurts.
That's wonderful.
I'm sure everything will be okay now that Mrs. Roper has offered to pay for all of the baby expenses, the hospital, the doctor, the private nurses, and much, much more. She said she'd be willing to spend every penny they've got. That's wonderful.
Oh, Jack, that was great. You guys really have a lot of fun in this building.
I wonder if Mr. Roper was listening.
Yeah. You know, Stanley does have some class.
Are you out of your mind?
But not much.
I mean, doctors in hospitals cost a fortune these days. Listen, if you need my advice, I'll be glad to give it to you.
Why, Mr. Roper, what on earth are you talking about?
Chrissy's baby.
Where'd you hear about that?
Through the pipe. Listen, I know a wonderful doctor who...
What pipe is that, Mr. Roper?
The pipe in the bathroom.
Anyway, so you were eavesdropping. How could you?
Well,
That's illegal, Mr. Roper.
It is?
Yeah. Isn't that like wiretapping?
It's worse. It's pipe tapping.
I didn't mean anything.
This is serious business, Mr. Roper. You violated the Constitution.
I did?
Yes, there is nothing more sacred than a man's plumbing.
You violated their civil rights.
And the baby's civil rights.
You're in big trouble, Stanley, if they decide to take you to court.
Big trouble.
Now, you better tell them you're sorry.
Okay. Listen, I'm really very sorry.
And you'll never do it again.
And I'll never do it again.
And you'll take $50 off this month's rent.
And I'll never do it again. Okay, forget the 50 bucks.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, let's go home now. You've done enough damage for one day. Come on.
Wait a minute. What about the baby?
There is no baby. You got the whole story all mixed up. Now, come on, Stanley.
Wait a minute. If there's no baby, what was Chrissy trying to get rid of?
A wart.
A wart?
Yeah, a wart, but we've decided to keep it and name it after you.
Once I get this pipe back in here, you'll get all your privacy back.
Are you sure, Mr. Roper?
Definitely. Chrissy!
Yes, Mr. Roper?
When I knock three times... start singing something.
What shall I sing?
It doesn't matter what you sing. We're not going to hear it anyway. Well, you'll see. This is going to be completely soundproof now.
I certainly hope so.
Okay. Now, just listen.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.